This program was brought to you by a network of dedicated artists with creative souls just like yours. Faustian Nonsense thanks you for your patronage.
So, as I've said to your superiors, I've decided to choose the Pylorians with regard to my Promethean supply lines. I find your war with them boorish. If you ask me, you should have let their transgression slide in the interest of mutual cooperation. Your hostilities toward Varaxial Athor tells me you pride naked revenge over profit. And I don't make it my business to work with avengers of petty squabbles. Who has time for that? Oh, you should consider yourself lucky. During my ascension, my executions involved far more flaying. But the higher you rise in rank, the more expensive your clothes and the more difficult it is to get blood and viscera out of it. Oh, wouldn't you know it, you're in the middle of something. Please forgive me, I must take this. Margaret, we've talked about this. I said I was not to be disturbed. Yes. You have. And? Oh. When? And what of Lothor? And who is responsible? I see. Give me a moment. Tell your boss at the Alchemerian Gambling Syndicate that I am willing to discuss terms. Have your people call my people.
Yes, of course.
Now, get out of my sight before I change my mind.
Thank you, Lord Sterling.
Margaret, do you have a pen and paper handy? Good. Take some notes. I want a bounty put on this green horizon of 10 million. Capture or kill, I don't care which. Get the word out to every hunter in the galaxy. I want them off my chessboard immediately. Oh, and Margaret, get me a new piano player. Preferably one with a pulse.
This is the life. I'm sitting by a beach, got some tropical storm with a curly straw, no boss making me study for my goddamn officer exams. I can just sit here and focus on my tan. Hey, I'm trying to get beach bronzed over here. Okay, you asked for it. Closer. Closer. Smile, you son of a bitch. Oh, why these things have to go extinct?
Enjoying the holosuites, I take it?
You could say that.
What exactly is the program you're running in this room?
It's a couple of the classics. Beachside Living, Dino World, and of course, Warmonger 7.
I didn't know you could splice the simulations together.
Well, you're not supposed to, but I hit a little crack at the panel and...
I see Bernard's programming classes have been paying off.
What are you doing here anyway? I thought we were off till tomorrow.
We got a job.
Lucrative?
Oh yes.
Well, I hope so, because there's a Stegosaurus on the other side of that lagoon, and I was hoping to turn his head into a very big trophy.
Oh, it is. Follow me.
Eiffel Tower, 1947? Ugh. Are you sure we want to look?
It's a very lucrative job, Bex. Hey, lovebirds, I'm afraid we're going to have to cut this Betty rendezvous short. There's work that needs doing.
I think the word you're looking for, Cap, is Randy Vole.
It's really not.
What's going on, Gino?
It's a very lucrative job.
Well, it better be, because we still have 30 minutes left in our time slot for this room, and we are just about to...
No.
I was just going to say order meatballs.
You got 5 minutes. Oh, also, dinner in Paris? Come on, lads, be original.
I'll shag off you.
Bernard! Bernard!
This better be good, lads.
What kind of simulation is this, Bernard?
It's a 20th century Viennese jazz club. Very hip. Now, what do you want?
Can I?
Fine.
We got a job, and it's very lucrative. So you got 5 minutes to finish up whatever this is, and meet us on the horizon. Okay?
Can I at least get a starter?
Who's your man you're sitting with, Bernie?
Ooh, he's cute.
I had a little tinker with the system. He's an amalgamation of all the Galactic Gazette's top 100 sexiest men of 2242.
He can't love you, Bernard. He's just computer code and solid photonic matter.
I'm not looking for love, Gino. Just a good time.
You got 10. Make him count. Oh, we really need to get him on shifter. Right, let's head home.
Wait, where's Sonia?
She's down in New Alexandria's finest drinking hole, soaking in that local culture. She said she'd be up shortly.
Still on her journey of self-discovery?
Yep, and I hope she discovers herself quick. I need my first officer back.
Meaning,
we've been in Castor Pollux now for 9 months, and the longer we're here, the longer I'm beginning to feel like I'm the only adult in the room.
Well, I just turned 16 last month, so if you're looking for some old fogey to play shuffleboard with, I ain't your buddy, buddy.
No, that's not what I mean. It's just, you're all having...
too much fun?
Yes, actually.
As opposed to running from pirates and drinking toilet water, which was way more enjoyable?
All I'm saying is, we need to up our wits a little bit, because one wrong move and we're up shit creek again. This time without an Angelo to paddle us to safety.
Okay, Grandpa Grumble. I guess you got a point.
Thank you. Here's the door. Ladies first.
Thank you, my good man. So what's this lucrative loop we're hauling, boss?
I'll give you 3 guesses.
Gold.
Nope.
Brazilium.
Nope.
Engine cores?
Nuh-uh.
Well, open her up, Cap, and let's see.
Behold!
Cryopods. We're hauling cryopods?
Not just cryopods, Bex. Take a look inside.
What? Gino, there's people in there.
Not just any people, Bex. These ice cubes are convicted felons.
Seriously?
Yup. It's a prisoner transport job, Bex. Welcome to the big leagues.
Thank you.
Okay. Run it past me again, Gino.
Okay. It's perfectly simple. You know Big Nose Freddy?
Not personally, no.
Well, he sent us on to One Ball Charlie, who sent us on to Two Can Albert, who sent us on to Three Zack Tony, who...
Okay, fast forward to the end there, please. Thanks.
Eventually, our names got sent on to a Hegemony representative who was looking for a small transport crew to bring some convicts to the Tantalia space station on the other side of Pollux.
Thank you, Big Nose Freddy.
And what names exactly got passed around?
I didn't go too specific this time. Just if anyone asks, you're the crew of Captain Greg Williams of the good ship Orange Sunrise.
Sounds tasty.
And what happens to these cold nuggets once we drop them off at this station?
Well, Tantalia's has its own detention wing, where these frozen fact bags will do time in suspended animation.
So they'll serve their sentence on ice?
Yep, turns out it's cheaper to freeze them than it is to feed them. Trust the Hegemony to find the economics and justice.
The system kinda works.
I don't know, Gino. I don't like this job one bit. These cryopods just give me the creeps.
I agree. I'd prefer not to have our cargo hold filled with new Alexandria's most wanted.
Can't we just stay here a bit longer and pick up some smaller jobs?
No, lads, come on. This is a big break for us.
I'm with Jill and Bernie on this one, Cap. I want to go back to that time machine.
It's not a time machine, Peter.
I would love to sample another old world city, like 60s London or 80s New York.
Or 40s Berlin. I bet nothing bad happened then.
Well, actually, Peter...
Hold on a feckin' minute. Are you being serious? We're hanging on by our financial fingertips and you just want to piss about in the holosuites? No. Fuck no. We are taking this job.
We're not that broke, Gino.
Only because I've been busting me hole to get a shit job while you've been off playing pretend. Actually, let's go through the list of our previous contracts, shall we? Waste removal. Waste removal. Waste removal. Waste delivery. That was a weird one. Let's see. Waste removal. Waste removal. Another waste removal.
Yeah, we get it, Gino.
Evidently not. Okay, this delivery would mean I could maybe take some time off. So it's happening. End of.
What's happening?
Ah, Sonia. Glad you could finally make it.
Thanks. So what's going on?
Captain Williams here is off on another tirade.
He wants us to deliver prisoners, but we think it's a bit dangerous.
Okay, need I remind you the current state of affairs? So we've got Empire. You know Empire, the massive bootlegging gang that run the belt and half the feckin' void. Well, they've never sent me a response to my request for work that didn't end in sling your hook. Now, the Hegemony may be a conglomerate of capitalistic, avaricious, blood money tycoons, but by God do they pay. And well, so we are going to take these icy boys, drive them to the doors of Tantalius with the biggest, shit-eatingest grins and say, thank you for the job, benevolent overlords. Please may I have another? Okay, lads?
No problem.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Thank you. Jesus Christ, you're going to drive me to drink. Well, drink more. Because I already drink. A lot.
Yeah, Gino, I think you need to take a very big chill pill. Henry's getting bigger by the day.
Who's Henry?
The vein on your forehead.
Feck's sake.
I saw a second one yesterday, actually.
Could be Henry's wife.
Henrietta!
Oh my God.
Oh look, she's back.
Aw, vein's in love.
You're all fired.
Yay!
Okay, you're rehired.
Aww.
Yay!
Here's what I need you to do. Bernard, once we leave New Alexandria's thrust limit perimeter, I want us at a constant of 0.7 light, understand? I want us good and nippy, but still economical.
Aye, Captain.
Jill, I've already done up a rudimentary route, but I just want you to double-check in case there's a better way.
Rightio, though.
Bex, I want you in the cockpit with us for the whole mission. You need to catch up on your practical hours, missy.
Yes, sir, Greg, sir.
Sonia, I want you to go over to the manifest and do a background check on each prisoner using what's available on the data logs. Make sure we know exactly who we're dealing with.
Actually, Gino, there was something I wanted to ask you.
Can you do that first, Sonia? We need to get moving ASAP.
Yeah, sure. No problem, Captain.
Peter, I want you to babysit the pods. Make sure none of them malfunction.
Oh, okay. Are you sure I can't do anything else, Cap? I could maybe help Sonia or...
No, Peter. Just do this, okay?
Sure, Cap. No problem.
Okay, now get to work. Put on your uniforms, please. What did I buy him for? Ugh, I should have been an accountant.
Hey, Dilly. How's the route looking?
Grand. Gino did most of the work, to be honest. I don't know whether to be grateful or insulted. What have you there?
Battle Tactics 101. The boss wants me to study in between space flights.
Well, not exactly light reading, is it?
Not really, no. My galactic history and combat readiness tests are coming up, and Greg wants me as prepared as humanly possible. His words. I don't even know why I'm still doing this. It's not even like we'll be able to hand these tests in.
Look, I know exactly how it feels to be overwhelmed by exams and remembering stupid, feckin' pointless dates and details. Thing is, though, I didn't want to keep going, so I left. But I know you want to.
How do you know?
Because if I were you, I'd have bopped Captain Gobshite by now.
That's very true.
The best he can do right now is just keep apprenticing. Do your exams when they crop up, log them, and hope for the best. You never know, someday we might be able to return home. And if we do, you'll be happier with all that work behind you.
Thanks, Jilly. You know, I tried talking to Gino about this, and he almost court-martialed me on the spot.
Yeah, don't mind my brother, Bex. He's currently suffering from a serious case of stick-up-the-holitis.
I know, right? He's been so prickly lately. He keeps talking about job performance and cost conservation and wearing our uniforms. I feel like the fun's been sucked out of him. I mean, take this job. We're flying convicted criminals to prison, and he hasn't made one Con Air joke.
We're only trying to enjoy ourselves, like, make the best of a bad lot.
Hang on. Shh. I think he's coming.
Right, report.
Hello to you too. The route you plotted seems the best. All other possible vectors suffer from too much grav drag or are too near radar hotspots to be considered safe, to be honest.
Grand. Bex, I want you to contact New Alexandria's docking tower. Request permission to decouple.
On it.
On it what?
On it, Captain.
You need to get in the habit of using honorifics, Bex. If you were on an inquisitorial vessel and did that, you'd be slapped with a heavy disciplinary. Bernard, how's those engines looking?
They're ready to go, Gino.
He didn't say Captain.
Good stuff. Remember, I want to cruise at 0.7 light. A smooth ride the whole way, okay?
You got it.
Tower's given us the okay. Good to leave when we're ready.
Ah, Sonia. Hang on. What are you wearing?
Is that a dress?
Oh, Sonia, you look gorgeous, hon.
I know I said to start dressing a bit formal, but I think this is a bit much.
Here's the reports there.
Anything of note, First Officer?
No, not really. Most were only doing a couple of years for simple assault or petty theft.
Most, but not all.
There's one prisoner, a James Grimshaw. He's doing 25 years for murder. Seems like just a bar fight gone wrong.
Any gang affiliations?
None that I can see.
Okay, good work. Right, let's get...
Actually, Gino, a word?
Fine. Put the boosters on ice, Jill. We can talk in my room, Sonia.
Thanks, Gino.
I've never seen Sonia in a dress before.
Oh my god, she looks so cute!
What's happening, lads?
Sonia's in a dress!
What? I'm coming up.
What's up, Sonia?
So, I have a favor to ask. Now, feel free to say no. I know this job is important.
Does this favor have something to do with the dress?
I met a guy.
Oh.
At the bar. Franco LaRue. He's an exporter based in Kalu. We bumped into each other at the counter. Got talking and...
He invited you to dinner?
Yes. Now, I have a few holidays saved up. I was wondering if I could take one now? It'll just be for today. I'll grab the light shuttle tomorrow morning and meet you at Tantalius.
I don't know, Sonia. I kinda need you for this one.
Yep. You're right. This is stupid. I can't believe I just bought a dress and wore it while asking you can I have the day off. That's not me. Oh, God, I'm so sorry. I'll just...
Wait. Sure. Look, according to your reports, this is no more dangerous than a run to the shop. You've pulled us out of the fire more than once, so I reckon I owe you.
Are you sure, Gino?
Yep, go on. Might as well take tomorrow off, too, in case things go into the little hours.
Oh, no, this is just a meal and a few drinks.
Oh, well, my experience, a few drinks turn to a few more, which turn to even more until you... Wake up next morning, tied to a Scottish man named Gregory, screaming at you for eating all his yogurt.
I'll keep that in mind.
Do.
Oh, Sonia, a vision in red.
Thanks, Bernard.
Boy, Sonia, you look prettier than the Canadian Rockies. I assume. I've never actually seen them, but I'm told they're beautiful.
Thanks, Peter.
Well, I saw the American one once. It was pretty good. I think it was the one where he fights the big Russian guy.
So, what's with the dress, Sonya?
I have a date.
Who's the lucky guy?
I'll tell you about him when I get back. Shit, I better go. Thanks again, Gino. I promise I'll make it up to you.
Don't worry about it. Just have fun.
Thanks. See you, lads.
Have fun. Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
And what exactly won't you do?
Hilarious.
I wonder if he's bringing her to the Blue Oasis. I hear it's the finest restaurant in New Alexandria.
I hope she brings leftovers.
Okay, everyone, if we could all stop gossiping for 2 seconds, we have a very strict schedule to adhere to. Bernard, if you could please head back to engineering and, I don't know, do your fucking job.
Okay, no need to give out. I'm on my way now.
Peter?
Yep.
Why are you still standing there?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, why are any of us anywhere? Am I right?
Dear God. The prisoners, Peter.
Oh, crap. Sorry.
A dead monkey could do this job better, Peter. And he's a monkey. And dead.
Don't be so mean, Cap.
Easy now, Gino. He just wanted to...
The only words I want to hear from you two over there is yes, Cap, and no, Cap. Now, Peter, get the fuck down to cargo.
Yes, Cap.
Jilly, lay in the course.
Yes, Captain.
And has Sonya left the horizon yet?
Yes, Captain.
Locks disengaged.
Locks disengaged what?
Locks disengaged, Captain.
Ready to fire boosters on my mark. Let's go.
Hi, Peter. We've entered light speed, so I've a few minutes break before I have to head back. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Peter, did we not learn from the last time you bottled things up?
Oh, it's just... I don't think I'm a very good security officer.
What? Why'd you think that?
Because Gino said.
What did he say?
He said you're not a very good security officer.
Fucking kill him.
No, don't. Gino will never respect me if you keep fighting my battles for me.
Okay, well, look. I'm not going to lie and say you're perfect. You forget reports. You have an awful habit of killing people by accident. And, well, you never really do what you're told.
Thanks.
But, when it really matters, when it's life or death, you come through. I'd sooner have you and my crew than someone actually competent at their job.
That actually helps. Oh.
Then, why are you still down?
I've started a new creative endeavor, but I'm not sure it's for me.
Ooh, what is it?
It's a graphic novel series based on a space cowboy named Brock Holiday and his adventures in Westralia. But the narrative is confused and... some of the jokes are region-specific and probably wouldn't land in a larger target market.
Peter, I love you. And no matter what you do, I'm sure it'll be amazing. Just like you.
Well, I love you too, Jilly.
Are you okay?
Yeah, just a tickly throat.
Okay, well, look, I'll pick you up something when we reach Tantalus.
Jilly, if you could stop shifting Peter for 2 seconds and come to the cockpit, that'd be great.
Better go. Commander Feckface is on the warpath today.
Okay. See you later.
Hey. Chin up, Buster. I'll be back soon. This better be good, Gino. I had another 3 minutes on my break.
Take a look at your screen. What do you see?
Well, we're still on course. If that's what you're asking.
No. Look at the other spacecraft in our vicinity.
Well, there's a few freighters nearby with escort gunships, but, like, that's normal. I see a Star Cruiser off in the distance. Nothing really sinister there. Oh, hang on.
Yes?
Okay, so there's a gunship on our six. It's running under freighter convoys. I don't think it's with them, though. Have you tracked it?
I did, before you came up.
Okay, let me see. Right.
What do you think?
Well, if I were trying to follow us without wanting you to know, this is exactly what I'd do. Weave between freighters, keep my distance, wait for a chance, and strike.
Fuck, that's what I was afraid of.
Should we ask one of the freighters for help?
Oi, Ansei, help us please. We think somebody may be following us. Don't be silly.
We already asked. They said no.
They added a few more colourful words to that no, but yeah. They were unwilling to get involved.
So, what's the plan?
We book it to Tantalus. Gets there faster, and if they speed up too, at least we know they're following us. Bernard?
Gino?
Bring us up to point 9 light.
Trouble.
Surprised.
Maybe once. No, not so much. I'll boost the engines and keep them purring.
Bex, I want you to go over the prisoner manifest again. See if Sonya missed something. If this threat is real, I want to know who we're dealing with.
Got it, Captain.
Gino, do you not think just maybe we should head back to New Alexandria?
No. This contract is too important to give up on a possibility.
Gino, if Sonya were here...
Yeah, well, she's not. Is she? I'm going for a smoke. I'll be back in a second.
I wish Sonya were here.
Me too, Bex. Me too.
Hi, so sorry. Were you waiting long? I had to go grab this dress and get work off and I'm sorry.
No problem, my dear. I've not been here long. I did take the liberty of ordering for us both. I hope that's okay.
No, that's absolutely fine. So, what are we having?
Well, Sonya, you strike me as someone who isn't in Caesar Pollux long. Am I correct in this assumption?
Yes, you are actually.
So going by that correct assumption, it will be criminal of me to bring you to the Blue Oasis of all places and not insist you get the wakefish. Do you know what a wakefish is, Sonya?
No, I don't actually.
It's sort of a genetic crossbreed of a catfish and sturgeon, a delicacy in these parts. They're big, sturdy animals, used as food and to purify a ship's water tanks. They're bottom feeders, you see. Not unakin to those in government.
That's fascinating.
You are too kind, miss. I'm sorry, Sonya, I didn't get your last name.
Oh, Hurley.
Sonya Hurley. Well, you are too kind to me, Miss Hurley. And if I do say so, resplendent in that dress.
Oh, thank you.
Now, where was I?
The fish?
Yes, the fish. See, Miss Hurley, the people of Caesar Pollux are nothing if not resourceful. Enthroned to this buffeted system of hollow rocks and ionic clouds with only their wits and their clothes on their back, these nomads made their destiny manifest. This is the true frontier, Miss Hurley. Not out there beyond the bell where those of fear and civilization go to perish, but here, all around us.
You seem very passionate about this system, Mr. LaRue.
That I am, Miss Hurley, that I am. I am, after all, third generation. My roots are deeper than an oak. But what about you? Do you wish to plant yourself into our fledgling soil, or is this place just a temporary abode?
Honestly, I'm not too sure. It depends on a lot of things.
Miss Hurley, allow me to be so bold as to cut to the chase. As bewitching as I find you, I didn't just ask you here to discuss pleasure. There's a mite of business to this, assignation.
Oh?
I want you, Miss Hurley.
Oh.
On my team, I mean. I want you to come work for me.
Oh.
Any other letters you'd like to add?
I'm not entirely sure. I wasn't really expecting a dinner date to become a job offer, but...
You're fretful, I understand. Why don't I give you some time to mull it around? I'm going to excuse myself to the facilities for a moment. How about we continue this conversation when I return?
Yeah, okay, sounds good.
Until we meet again.
I need a drink.
Oh, all right, report.
The gunship has dropped all pretense. It started chasing us and has been slowly gaining since he left.
Captain, is your security officer.
Hang on. What are you doing here? You're meant to be down with the prisoners.
Well, Cap, I'm more useful up here.
No, you're in the way.
Gino, seriously now.
Julie, thanks, but I can handle this. Gino, normally I love our best friend back and forth, but right now there's serious H-E curvy banana one-armed man kicking happening.
What?
Heck.
Sonya's not here, Cap, and I'm the best fighter you've got. Let me help.
Fine, just don't touch anything. I assume your hands are sticky.
Not entirely.
Hey guys, I think I've got something.
What is it?
Okay, so I did a background check on all the prisoners, just like Sonya did. And just like Sonya, I found nada. But then I realized we're only coming at this from one side. Sonya never checked the victims.
And?
James Grimshaw, the guy doing 25 for murder? Well, the guy he killed has a sister. And wouldn't you know, she works for a mercenary group called the Saber Company. Her name is Jari Botha, and judging by what I'm reading here, she does not play nice. I'm sending the data to your screen.
Christ, seems like reasonable force isn't in their vocabulary.
So, what's the plan, Gino?
We stop.
What?
Are you kidding me?
Look, we'll never make it to Tantalus before that gunship catches up with us. Better we stop now than have it blow us out of the sky.
Cap is right. Maybe we can work something out.
Oh, God. Peter's the only one that agrees, and maybe it's a terrible idea. No, feck it. I'm going with my gut. Bernard, bring down the engines.
Have they stopped chasing us?
No.
Have you a plan?
I'm working on it.
We're being greeted.
Oh, that's a good start. Put him through. Greetings, I am Captain Greg Williams, and this is my ship, the,
Orange Surprise.
The Orange Surprise. Wait. Fuck.
Captain, I'll make this quick. You have something on your ship I'll want. A prisoner.
Miss Botha, I'm hoping we can come to some kind of compromise here.
You know who I am. How very astute. That's good. Makes things easier. Captain, if you've looked me and my company up, you'll see we don't suffer fools. You just let us come take Mr. Grimshaw off your hands, and we'll let you on your merry way.
Afraid I can't do that, Miss Botha. See, we at the, Orange Surprise. Fuck's sake, Peter. Have a contract to uphold, and we aren't in the business of surrendering cargo.
He killed my kin, Captain. I can't let that stand. Now, between you and me, my brother was a dog of a man. But he's blood. I gotta make this right.
And you can. In 25 years.
See, here's my problem. I never got my day in court. The hedge money justice system is swift. My brother's killer was arrested, tried, and sentenced in the same afternoon. I don't even know what he looks like. Patience is not one of my virtues, Captain. I ain't waiting.
You're not getting him.
I could just as easy destroy you, Captain. I had hoped to torture Mr. Grimshaw first, but his death alone will do just fine.
We have a child on board, Miss Botha. I know you're a merc, but...
You'd be surprised at my level of depravity, Captain Williams. You have 10 minutes. I'll wait your decision.
What's the plan, lads?
Well, as it turns out...
No need for the explanation, Gino. Bex messaged me the deets.
I'm trying to streamline things. Move the plot along faster.
I don't know which to respond to first. The fourth wall break or Bernard saying the word deets.
So, what is the plan, lads?
I don't really see any other way around this, Gino. That gunship Jari Botha is captaining is a Hornet X-3. It's a serious piece of tech.
Yeah, but we cannot give up this contract. We'll think of a way. We always do.
Yeah, but Angelo ain't around to help bail us out this time.
Guys, I think I got something.
Well, think, lads. I'm not giving up Grimshaw.
Guys?
What is going on with you lately, Gino? First, you're saying we need to be more professional, more careful. Now you're saying you want to fight. The old you would never put your crew in danger like this.
Just sick of scrounging, Jilly.
But it's more than that, though. You've been so fucking serious lately. You've poor Bex run ragged.
I'm just gonna hide under the table.
Oh, you're just shy crack now, isn't he, Bernard?
Bex, is there a space under that table?
Listen, we'll figure something out.
What's your problem with us lately, Gino?
Nothing, just...
I mean, I know we were bad in Prometheus, but at least we had a bit of crack, like.
I just want us to be better, okay? I want us to be comfortable. Look, it didn't take too long for this crew to start feeling like family to me. I mean, Jilly, you are, and Bernard, you've been here since the start, but then everyone else joined and everything just clicked. I'd always hoped I'd have you aboard for the long haul, but now it's pretty evident that we're going to be together for even longer than that. I don't want us working dirt-paid jobs forever. I want us to make a real living here. Maybe even buy a plot of land on some planetoid and start a little farm. I don't know, it's stupid.
That's not stupid at all, Gino.
That's really sweet, actually.
Gino, I didn't know what you were thinking about, like, all of that. Honestly, I just thought you were a bit constipated.
Well, I'm not saying that either. That crocogator I had did not agree with me. I have been a bit OTT, haven't I?
Oh, just a smidgen.
I'm not saying we're going to go back to the way things were. But meet me halfway here, and I'll ease up a bit.
That's fair.
And you're right. I am being too risky here. That contract was just so...
lucrative?
Yeah. Would have been a nice little addition to our nest egg, but... there's really no better solution. Okay, let's hand him
Gino,
over.
Gino, wait. Please, hear me out.
Peter, I'm not in the mood.
Cap, please. I know I'm a total screw-up 99% of the time, but sometimes I come through.
I said that.
Please, Cap.
Okay, but if this involves Kumquat again, I swear to God.
No, Cap. Trust me. I got a plan.
My apologies for the delay, my dear. Some patrons were taking liberties in their latrines and, well, a line formed. Ah, I see the wine arrived in my absence.
Yeah, it did. I haven't had any yet. I was waiting for you.
I appreciate your patience. Golden Trail Select. Ask anyone here and they'll tell you it's the best wine in the galaxy. Made locally in the green dome of the asteroid Afixi.
Oh, wow. This is very good.
You know, for the right price, they'll let you pick the grapes straight off the vine there. I do business in Afixi from time to time. I can take you.
That's assuming I'll say yes.
Oh, I know you will. You can make good money with us, Miss Hurley. More than on that junker I've seen you step off of.
Wait. You saw me in the shipyard?
I misspoke.
We didn't bump into each other by accident, did we?
Look, I see women like you come through here all the time. You got that look.
What look is that exactly?
The I'm broken, I have no idea what I'm doing look. That ship ain't gonna last out here. And if you don't die on it, you'll end up begging on the street or whoring in some saloon. I'm offering you an escape, Miss Hurley.
Escape to what?
Well, since the cat's out of the bag, I'll come clean. I represent an organization of fine businessmen called the Red Cypress Boys. We move weapons and gear between townships and colonies.
So you're a gunrunner, then?
I prefer the term arms procurer. But yes, that is the cruder term. Look, my job is to scout pretty little things like you to act as a kind of front of house. You entertain our clients and appease the law if they come sniffing. Where you going?
I think I've heard enough. Thanks, but I'm happy where I am.
Mrs. Hurley, you don't understand. I want you, and I always get what I want.
Don't touch me.
Stay for another drink.
I told you not to touch me.
Oh, you did not just make Franco LaRue bleed his own blood. Count yourself lucky. This place is packed with witnesses, Miss Hurley, or I'd kill you dead right now.
Same goes to you.
Take that cheap dime store dress and get the hell out of my sight. If I ever see you or that ship of yours in New Alexandria again, me and the Red Cypress Boys will bleed you all dry.
Oh, trust me, LaRue. If you see us again, it'll be you doing the bleeding. Enjoy the wine. It tasted like shit.
What are y'all looking at? It was a misunderstanding. She was drunk. I'm a fine, upstanding man. A fine, upstanding man.
Okay, lads. We ready?
Yep. Yep.
Can't believe we're doing Peter's plan.
Well, it's a good plan in fairness.
If we can pull it off.
Gino, both his men are about to come through.
Okay, Bernard, cool as a cucumber, okay?
You got this, Bernie.
I'll call you when it's done. Bernard out. Hands up. Easy, lads. I come in peace.
Which pod's his?
Second from the left.
Scan it. I'll watch the guy.
It's Bernard for future reference. Brian. Brian Dooley. Dooley.
Shut up. Just keep showing me your hands. No funny business.
Hey, I quit the comedy circuit years ago. Broke my funny bone. Had to have it amputated.
Don't laugh, Kyle. We have Grimshaw.
Good. Bring him in.
What do we do with the crew?
Leave him. A deal's a deal.
Don't move until we close the hatch.
Leaving so soon? We only just met.
For the record, that funny bone joke was pretty good.
Are we having a connection here?
Kyle, shut up and help me wheel this thing.
Kyle, take off your helmet and let me see what I'm working with.
Stay back.
Can't blame a guy for trying. They're gone. You have another 2 minutes before that pod opens. Keep both at talking.
Good man, Bernard.
On to phase two.
Captain Williams, I am glad we could come to this arrangement.
Yeah, well, to be perfectly honest, Captain Botha, I'm not. Look, I'm going to ask you one last time. Please reconsider. 25 years is a long stretch.
A long stretch? I'm not so sure you fully comprehend the situation here, Captain. You see, the Hegemony are talented at pinching the penny out of every problem here in CP. And prison, well, that's no different. Even at the cost of true justice. To us, Mr. Grimshaw will do a quarter century for killing my brother. But to him, it'll be the blink of an eye. He won't even suffer. And to add salt to it all, he'll come out the same age. But me? Well, there's no guarantee I'll be here to exact what's owed. Age or a gun may take me. And given my line of work, I don't see a retirement in my future.
But it's stone-cold murder. I could see you in the very same pod.
Let me just ask you something. If someone killed your kin, would you do the same?
I'd throw everything I had at them.
Then we are in agreement.
Yes. But Jared Botha isn't my blood. So I have to stop you.
It's a little late for that, Captain. My guns have just arrived with Grimshaw.
No, they haven't.
What have you done?
Just a little good old-fashioned bait and switch. See, you said it yourself. You don't know what your brother's killer looks like. So we could stick any fella in that pod and say it's him. Which we did. Only the fella we put in the pod happens to be well-armed and very good at killing. We then got our engineer to hack the pod and have it open after only 2 minutes. Just long enough to get to your ship and jump your lackeys. It was my security officer's idea. Surprisingly good one. That's who's currently blasting their way through your ship.
Where's Grimshaw?
He's safe and sound with our junior officer.
I don't think anybody's 100% safe with Bex pointing a gun at him. Oh god, I didn't really consider that.
What the hell? Am I in Tantalius?
Stick him up, cowboy.
You're a little short for a cop. Did you draw an aubergine on my face?
Shh, don't worry about it.
Gino, she's arming her cannons!
I want Grimshaw!
I wouldn't do that if I were you, Captain. See, what you've got there on that ship, currently turning your henchmen into lasagna, is a 6'4" gun-toting war clone who is oh so eager to prove himself to me that he'll do and kill just about anything to see this mission through. Also sitting beside me here is, much to my chagrin, his loving and doting girlfriend. So, what I'm saying is, he is coming through that door. And if he finds you've blown us up, he'll more than likely make it so that your funeral is closed casket. Or, in other words, put the bunny back in the box.
Oh! Bex, I think Gino did a quote from that film you like.
Yes! Was it, "There's only two men I trust. One of them is me.
The other's not you.
Ah, shit. That would have been better.
Step away from the console.
What's it gonna be, Miss Botha?
Whew. She's powering down her weapons.
So, what do we do now?
Nothing. My security officer leaves your ship, and we go on our merry way.
You think it'll be that simple?
Well, he'll need to purge all your ammo first, just in case you decide to shoot us in the back, but yeah. Now, before you go all, I'm gonna find you revenge, blah blah blah. I'll stop you there, because bigger and scarier than you've tried, and well, we're still here and they're not, so...
You could just have your man kill me. It'd be a mite easier than looking over your shoulder forever.
Well, I could, but I won't. There's enough dead because of us. If I can avoid it, I will.
Well, I ain't gonna lie, Captain. I can't guarantee I won't come looking for you.
Then we'll cross that bridge if we come to it. But remember, revenge tends to end the lives of those seeking it. It nearly happened to you today, save for my word. You've been granted a second chance, Miss Botha. I'll not grant a third. Go live your life.
I hear you. You give Grimshaw my best. Tell him I'll be seeing him real soon.
I'll pass it along. Peter, finish up over there. I'll send Bernard over in the bug.
You got it.
And well done, security officer. Mission accomplished, everyone. Bex, escort Mr. Grimshaw back to cargo. Bernard, head over to the Hornet and grab Peter.
On it.
No problem, Captain.
And well done, everyone. I'm proud.
Ugh.
Yeah, right. Fuck ye too. Ugh. Jilly, what time is it?
10 o'clock.
Precisely.
Oh, fun, Gino. Oh, how I've missed you.
Gino, the last of the pods have been handed off to the guards. Do you want to talk to the warden about payment, or...?
I could do it. Just saying. And my negotiator's fee is surprisingly reasonable.
No. Let Peter handle it. He's earned it.
I'll let him know.
Thanks, Gino. He'll be delighted.
I just hope he doesn't accept Galaxy Box's payment again. I am yet to find a place that accepts that as currency.
I'll finish up down here. And, we've got a visitor. Burn it out.
No?
Hey.
Hey.
We'll, give you a minute. Come on, Bex. Let's grab a bite.
Okay, Jilly. Sayonara, lovebirds.
So, you're back early. How's the date?
Eventful. How was the mission?
Eventful.
Did you save the day?
No, I didn't. Peter did.
Really?
Yep. We did good. They all did.
I may have to take more days off then.
Well, let's not go that far. But seriously, did you enjoy yourself?
No. No, I didn't. I'm trying, you know? I'm really trying to put myself out there. See the universe. But maybe the universe doesn't want to see me.
Well, now that's the stupidest thing I've heard all day.
Thanks?
You're wonderful. Surprising. Terrifying. In completely equal measure. Any universe would be lucky to see you.
Look at me, in a dress. Sad because a guy I liked turned out to be a prick. It's my devs all over again, only less vomiting.
Now that is a story I need to hear.
I'm going down for a very needed tea if you're coming. I can fill you in on all the deets about it and my date.
Why is everyone suddenly saying deets?
Is that a yes?
Yes, go on. I'll be down in a minute. I just have a few bits to put away.
It's a date. Or not. Because I don't want to hear that word again for quite some time.
See you in a bit, Sonia.
See you in a bit, Captain.
Okay, let's see. Where does Logbook Misk go? The fuck is this? The Adventures of Brock Holiday. Jesus Christ, Peter. You may be a half-decent security officer, but a graphic novelist you are not. This is ridiculous. That work is was pretty decent, though. Story's got chops, I'll give him that. So revenge, Bit cliche if you ask me. Make war, not peas. That's pretty good. It's very good. So's that. And that. And that. Oh my god. It's amazing.
Well, we all knew things had to get better. If we kept acting rational and sane. Now I can see the clouds on the horizon. Bad times are coming round again. The sun it ripens corn across the country. And shares are rising on the stock exchange. People are making hay while the sun shines. Cause bad times are coming round.
This audio drama is a Faustian Nonsense Network production and was created and written by Paul Walsh, with Paul Walsh as Gino Whelan, Caoimhe Walsh as Sonia Halley, Amy Jackman as Jilly Whelan, Stephen Stubbs as Bernard Dooley, Amy Rothwell as Rebecca Roy, Paul Walsh as Peter Savage, Adam Blanford as Lord Stirling, Lauren Grace Thompson as Jari Botha, Greg Corobus as Kyle the Guard, Avalon Willowbloom as Guard Captain, and Apollo Pierce as Franco LaRue.
Mom! Ice cream truck! Can I get one?
Yeah, sure, honey. Just make sure you come right back, okay? No talking to strangers.
Okay!
Hey, Johnny! Don't you need money? Johnny!
Mr. Handsome! Mr. Handsome! Hello? Hello? Mr. Handsome? Are you there?
Hi, Johnny. What can I get you today? Your usual?
Yep.
All right. Coming right up. Here you go. One Tiger Blood ice cream for a special, special boy.
Yay!
That'll be $1, Johnny.
I don't have any money.
Oh. Well, I just can't give it to you for free. That would be silly.
But you never ask me for money when I come alone.
Oh, Johnny. Look, kid. I'm going to share something with you that's going to bring you great value to your life. Why don't you come a little closer? Nothing in life is ever free. Even when you think it is. It isn't. They always make you pay. One way or the other.
Well, can you wait here? And I can go ask my mom.
No, no. That's okay, Johnny. The ice cream will melt. I have another idea of a way you could pay me.
What now?
I want you to sing to me my favorite song. Can you do that for me, Johnny?
What's that?
I scream. You scream. We all scream for ice cream. Your turn.
I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
Louder.
I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
Louder.
I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
Louder, you little shit! Louder!
I scream! You scream!
Louder!
You
scream! I scream!
Ice Cream premieres midnight, September 26th, wherever you get your podcasts.